Today on Gardening in a Minute, Plant Societies. If you have a passion or a curiosity about a certain type of plant, try getting involved with a plant society. Plant societies are formed by groups of people who share an interest in specific types of plants, including native plants, camellias, bromeliads, orchids, and many others. The societies keep their members informed about what's new through newsletters and regular meetings. Some seek to promote public interest in these plants with the goal of expanding research and preservation efforts. Many also host events that are open to the public, including plant shows and sales. These events can be a great place to see or purchase exciting varieties of plants. So if you're dizzy about dahlias or cuckoo for camellias, consider joining a plant society. For more information about plant societies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, testing rain sensors. Rain sensors connect to your irrigation system to help you save money and water. If you have one, you'll need to test it a few times a year to make sure it's working properly. On a rainy day, place 3 to 5 small containers, like tuna cans, throughout the yard. Wait for the cans to accumulate an average of 1/2 inch of rain. Set your rain sensor at 1/2 inch and try to turn on your irrigation system manually. If your rain sensor is working, then the irrigation system shouldn't come on. If the irrigation system does run, check to see if the rain sensor needs cleaning or repositioning, or if any of the wires have come loose. In some cases, the sensor itself might have to be replaced. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, versatile vines. Vines are like the switch hitters of the gardening world because they perform well in many situations. Some vines are outstanding climbers and work well in vertical applications. For example, Confederate jasmine can be trained over a fence or a trellis to hide an unsightly view, and vines like bougainvillea or crossvine can be grown on pergolas to create wonderful shaded areas. Other vines work well for covering horizontal areas. For example, vines like Algerian ivy and Asiatic jasmine are great ground covers and can help control erosion on hilly slopes. And other trailing vines like ornamental sweet potato look beautiful when spilling over the edge of a container garden. No matter what garden conditions you have, you're bound to find a versatile vine that will work for you. For more information about vines and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, elephant ears. Elephant ears are a group of plants that has bold foliage and can add a tropical look to any garden. The group includes plants that are scientifically known as alocasia, colocasia, and xanthosoma. Elephant ears can be grown in pots, beds, or contained water gardens. Most prefer full sun and fertile, well-drained soil. They'll need plenty of water and fertilizer in order to thrive. Gardeners should understand that one type of elephant ear, known scientifically as Colocasia esculenta, is invasive in Florida and should not be planted. So be sure to look for specific cultivars that aren't invasive. Some popular ones include Hilo Beauty, Lime Zinger, and Black Magic. Also, never plant elephant ears in or near a natural waterway. Many spread rampantly and may become a problem. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, quick versus slow-release fertilizers. We've all heard the fable about the tortoise and the hare. Even with landscape fertilizers, there's a fast and a slow way of doing things. Quick-release fertilizers are the fast way, since they make the nutrients, primarily the nitrogen, immediately available to the plant. They're often used for plants with high nutrient needs, like vegetables or annuals. But plants can absorb only so many nutrients at a time. If you apply too much quick-release fertilizer, it can leach through the soil and end up in our water supply. For this reason, it's often better to choose the slow option. Slow or controlled-release fertilizers make specific nutrients, usually nitrogen, available to the plants over time, and by using them, you'll help both your plants and the environment. For more information about fertilizers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.